off-season program about to come to a close. Adrian Peterson, you've been through a lot of these.
Yes.
How does it feel going through this one?
It feels good, man. You know, I'm excited that it's coming to a close, but it feels good, especially with the work we've been putting in through OTAs and here, finishing up with mini camps. You know, guys have been really busting their tails and, you know, taking those steps forward.
Some of your teammates remain the same throughout the years, Chad Greenway and Brian Robinson and John Sullivan. But every year, the team is a little different.
Yeah.
Every year's team is a little different. So what do you like about the 2016 Vikings?
Just the depth that we have. You know, there's a lot of guys out here competing. And, you know, I can look at different positions and say, oh, it's going to be tough, you know, to get all the guys that's going to be in this room. You know, whereas the linebacker room or, you know, cornerbacks, there's so much talent and young guys that can really play some ball. You know, so that's what I'm more excited about, what I like, you know, as we approach the start of the season with camp.
I know that you know, you're focusing on the offense, but you go against the defense every day in these OTAs and mini camps and at training camp. So you've seen the defense improve a lot from 2013 to now. Yeah. But what specifically do you think the defense has gotten better at doing?
Just playing it as a unit, you know, really, you know, being in sync. You know, it's a difference where you got talented guys on the defense and, you know, every guy just kind of scatter around doing their own thing, you know. But when you see a defense that has that chemistry, that seems like everything just works together, and you realize how good players are at different positions, but they play so good as a team, it really don't stand out that much. That's what I see from these guys.
How's Teddy looking?
Teddy's looking good. You know, he's looking stronger. You know, he's improving, you know, and he's out here busting his butt and taking everything serious, more of a vocal leader, you know, talking more, commanding the huddle, you know, with more energy behind it. So, you know, I'm excited at a lot of different positions to see what we're going to be able to do.
You know, what do you appreciate about Teddy and the way he works and the way he cares about the game and how he's progressed and what he's been through as a young player? What do you appreciate about him?
Yeah, he remains humble, you know. You know, the guy just respectful, man. You know, he has that confidence, but it ain't cockiness, you know. And, you know, with that mindset and wanting to be better and improve in all areas, you know, greatness is there, you know. So that's what I love about him.
How good can Jerick McKinnon be?
Oh, man. I can tell you this. He keeps me on my game. He has the potential to be, you know, one of the best backs to play in the league. You know, I believe that he's versatile. You know, he's a strong young man. You know, very agile. You know, just areas that he needs to improve. You know, in and you know, I'm sure he knows that. But you know, ultimately, there's not too many, you know, backs in the league that's better than him.
You expressed to Peter King a little bit earlier in the offseason some confidence in the team. And, you know, it's always important not to hype yourself up too much, but you also want to be confident. So what led you to make those comments to Peter King? What do you like about this team?
Just the core guys that we have and just the things we were able to accomplish last season, you know, being kind of crippled in a lot of different areas, you know. And, you know, losing that game, Seattle, you know, we're right there playing Arizona for going to the NFC Championship game with what we had, you know. So with a lot of moves that we made offensively, you know, bringing in some guys on the offensive line, the defense, in my mind, is already solidified. They're there, you know. You got a great defense, you're going to be able to accomplish things, you know. So, but once you add that other dynamics, and you're able to be balanced as an offense, you know, you got the young guy, Treadwell, you know, CJ, you know, Rudolph, we got a lot of talented, you know, young guys. CP, you know, might be one of the, if not the most talented person on this team, you know, coming around and, you know, taking ownership to be a part more so on the offensive side of the ball, you know. So with all that going through my mind and having great special team, you know, players as well, you know, I see that, you know, we can accomplish anything we put our minds to. You know, as long as we stay together as a unit, you know, God bless us with great health, you know, that doesn't hinder us. That's why I said it. It's, you know, I don't think it'd take a rocket science to see, you know.
You got a number this year? rushing yards?
You know, I told you I'm always leaving that 2,500 just to have that mark to chase it. Yeah.
When you step on the field in Tennessee this season, week one, another season in front of you, what's going to be going through your mind?
You know, just leaving the field with a W. You know, starting the season off the right way, really embracing it and you know, really just enjoying it even more so. You know, I'm 10 years in, so it's like I'm coming around to see things a lot different, you know, not only in life, but in the game of football, you know. So it'd be, you know, me really starting the main mission of accomplishing our ultimate goal.